What I'd like to do with our time, our brief time this afternoon, is take on a bit of a journey and give a description of what happened with the housing crisis. Not what you read in the paper, what you saw on the television, but more of a from being in the room perspective, so you understand not just the complexity, but the severity of circumstances I think we were facing as a nation. And then we'll spend some time looking at some prevailing market conditions that we believe create a scenario that puts the housing market at some measure of near-term risk. I'm obligated to travel with my attorney at all times because he's always afraid of what I'm going to say, so he made me put this legal disclaimer out there. So, Derek, are we good? Derek says we're good. That means I can go on. And then I have my disclaimer that says if I turn out to be clear and you understand everything I'm saying, I probably didn't make much sense. That's how complicated this is. That's not my quote. That's Alan Greenspan. And I think the reason why we put this into the presentation is that it is pretty easy to get lost in this. This is pretty heady stuff that even sometimes I have to double check and triple check where our sources are coming from. But let's start that journey. So a lot of folks believe that the collapse of the housing market happened overnight. It didn't. It was building for nearly a decade. There were a lot of incidents, legislative matters, changes in practices and policies that started to contribute and snowball to create an effect or manifest in what we recognize as the subprime crisis.